So that when we say V'hinoyam Hashem Aleinu U'mas Yadeinu Kanan Aleinu, we're saying that we want to draw this Noyam Hashem, this heavenly sweetness, this heavenly light of Shabbos, onto our Masi Yodenu, onto our 6 days of the week, which represents the days when we work with our hands, that concept. We want to draw that Shmirah of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. This is why the Gemara says that Zohar and Shomer were said as one simultaneous statement. Because by a Jew being Mekayim, the mitzvah of Zohar Esyom HaShabbos Lekachoy, remembering to keep Shabbos holy, which means remembering it from when? From Sunday. Remembering it, which means the concept of drawing the holiness of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. As the Gemara says, Zochreyu Meyechad B'Shabbos. Remember Shabbos from Sunday. The minute Shabbos is over on Sunday morning, we're saying already, Hayoim Yoim Rishon B'Shabbos. We're mentioning Shabbos already, and as soon as we go shopping Sunday morning for food, we're already keeping an eye out. If I see anything special, I'm going to save it for Shabbos. You know, I'll put it aside for that kind of thing. So Rav Nosson Zal says here that when we say Zohar v'Shomer b'dibur echod, that Zohar and Shomer go together, what we're implying is that to the extent that a Jew is mekayim the mitzvah of Zohar es yom haShabbos lekatshoy, which means not just keeping Shabbos holy, but trying to draw the kedusha of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week, to that extent, the person is zoche to shomer, to have a shmirah over him during the 6 days of the week. Because we said on Shabbos, there's no klipos, there's no tumah. The tumah isn't active. That's why on Shabbos, we don't have to say shomer amo Yisrael la'ad, because there's automatic shmirah. But it's during the 6 days of the week when the klipos are active and everything, especially at nighttime. That's why in the tefillah of Maariv, we say that shomer amo Yisrael la'ad, we want Hashem to protect us. Or we say the v'hinoyam Hashem elokeinu aleinu, right after Maariv on Saturday night, showing that we want to draw that Noyam Ho'elyon, that super high light of Shabbos, onto our Maasei Adenu, onto our 6 days of the week. So he says, to the extent that a person is in the Kaim, the Zohar Asim Shabbos Lekatshoy, drawing the Kiddush of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week, to that extent that person has a Shmirah over them during the 6 days of the week. Al Yidezeh Nimshach Shmirah, Bechina Shomer. This is why we ask Hashem in that bracha of Hashkiveinu, Shehu Bakosho al Shmira, which is the place where we're asking Hashem to watch over us, Kikel Shoimreinu Umatzileinu Oto, right? And this is why, even during the 6 days of the week, on Friday, we're saying, Ufroi Solenu Sukas Shloimecho. Hainu, Sheyifroi Solenu Hasukas Sholoim. Hanimshach B'yoyim Shabbos al Yisrael. We're asking Hashem to stretch that sukkah, that protective sukkah that's on the Jews on Shabbos, to stretch it into Friday, to stretch it into the 6 days of the week. Kamo shekosu, hapoyres sukkas sholoim oleinu. Sheyifroi soleinu gam bimei achoil, kedei lehishomer al yidei zeh mikol minei azekos. We're asking Hashem to draw it on us, even during the 6 days of the week, to protect us from all types of harm or damage. Nimtza. So therefore we conclude, She'ikra Shmiro Hualidei HaKedusha Shel Shabbos She'mamshichem Lime Achoel. That the main concept of a person drawing upon themselves protection, Shmira, comes from drawing the Kedusha of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. Because on Shabbos you don't really need Shmira. On Shabbos, you're automatically protected. And Shabbos is the center of Shmira. We say, V'shomru v'nei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos. The trick is to draw that koyach of Shmira into the 6 days of the week where the protection is needed. V'alkein, and therefore, kol mi shechoyger mosnav liyos shomer chaveroi, any Jew who assumes the responsibility of serving as a watchman for his friend, that person has to have the ability of drawing the Kiddush of Shabbos into the weekdays, k'dei sheyuchal lishmor koroi, so that he should fulfill his responsibility properly. He should watch the thing right. Ki ikar hashmira al yidei Shabbos. The main ability to watch and guard comes from Shabbos. Ulaham shichakdusha shel Shabbos l'me'achoyel, hu al yidei shleimus ribua dibur. Arbo chelki adibur, shenishlam al yidei b'chinas emes liyakoyim, shemer al yidei chesed lavrom, shebchinas toidoi locha b'chinas shiashu elam habakanal, kemavur kolz b'maymar al heitev ayin shom. And Rabbi Nizal had explained in that chapter in Likutei Moharan that how does one draw the Kiddush of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week? Rabbi Nizal said it was dependent on Shleimus Hadibur. And Shleimus Hadibur was dependent on being able to shine the fullness of Emes, the three branches of Emes, into the four branches of Dibur. And Rabbi Nizal said that's dependent on the ability of a person to give praise and thanks to Hashem. Toido halocha. We're not going to go into all the details. In that chapter in Likutei Moharan, in the beginning, Rabbi Nizal proves all of this from Sukkim and explains all of this. Now Rabbi Nizal says, V'alkein kol hashomrim nilmodim miyakov. This is why you'll note an interesting thing, that all the laws in the Gemara and in Shulchan Aruch about watchmen are learned out from Yaakov Avinu. Kemuva b'Shulchan Aruch, shetzorech lizoher lishmor ma'oid, kemo Yaakov Avinu sheshomar tzoin lovon. That a Jew who assumes responsibility of being a watchman has to watch things as well as Yaakov Avinu did, who guarded the sheep of Lovon. Shenemar boy, where it's written about him, Vatoded shnosi me'enai. I held off sleep from my eyes. I didn't go to sleep at all. I stayed up at night, guarding and watching. Ki Yaakov Avinu hoyoshoimer koroi. Yaakov Avinu is the symbol of a real good watchman. Ki Yaakov Avinu hu bechinas emes. Because Yaakov Avinu represents the meat of emes. Bechinas titein emes liyakov. There's a pasuk that says Yaakov Avinu is emes. Alideze ikra shmira. And we said before that it's by having shleimus ho emes and being able to shine that emes into dibur, that's how a person draws the kedusha of Shabbos into the weekdays, which is the whole ability to guard properly. Ki alidei bechinas emes liyakov, because it's when a Jew is zeichet to have this emes liyakov. Meir ho emes barbo chelki adibur, that emes shines into the four sections of dibur, v'nishlam hadibur, and he's zechet eshleimus hadibur, v'aydeze mamshich nagdusha shel Shabbos l'me'achol, and that's how the person draws the holiness of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week, v'aydeze ikur hashmira kanal, and that's what gives the person the ability to guard properly. Ki Yaakov Avinu shomar es haShabbos, because we know the Gemara makes a point of saying that Yaakov Avinu was shomer Shabbos. Note that that's the term that's used. We talk about a person who keeps Shabbos as being a shomer Shabbos, because Shabbos is the source of Shmira. That represents the place from which a person draws upon themselves this koyach haShmira, this the protection and being watched over. As the Gemara learns out from a pasuk in Chumash, where it says Vayichan Pnei Hoir, that Yaakov Avinu rested at the entrance to the city, and the Gemara learns out Shekova Tchumin. This means that Yaakov Avinu established an Eruv Tchumin. Even the laws of the Rabbonon of Shabbos, Yaakov Avinu kept. V'alkein Nemar B'Shabbos V'hachalticho Nachlas Yaakov Avicho. And therefore, when the Torah talks about a Jew keeping Shabbos, it says that the reward for it is that Hashem will give him the inheritance of his father Yaakov. Yaakov daiko yochad lishmor kanal. Because Yaakov Avinu is the one who's capable of perfect Shmira. V'alkein kol ha-shomrim nilmodim imenu kanal. That's why all the laws of Shmira are learned from him. Because any Jew who wants to fulfill his obligation in guarding has to be similar to the concept of Yaakov Avinu. So that his emes should shine into the four sections of Dibur, to be able to draw the holiness of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. That's where the ability to guard comes from. V'alkein kol hashomrim tzrichim shvua. And it's for this reason that a guard, a watchman, has to be prepared to swear. Afilu im ein toinim aleim tainas vadai. Even if the owner of the object doesn't have a definite claim against him, even if it's a suffix, pure suffix, it's not based on anything tangible, he has the owner has the ability to be mechay of the shomer a shvur doraisa.
That's what the Torah.
Exactly. Afal pikein heim tzrichim levarer hoemes haidei shvur. Despite the fact that it's only tainas suffix, the shomer has to be prepared to prove the truth by taking an oath. Because when a Jew swears, that turns on this light of emes. Therefore, wherever there's a contradiction, two Jews are in disagreement in about a certain item, matilin shvua, we impose a shvua, kedei levarer hoemes, in order to clarify the truth. Kialidei hashvua meir hoemes, because shvua causes the truth to shine. Kia shvua hu bechinas hiskashrus udvekes boyesvora kemuva, because a Jew swearing represents attaching oneself to Hashem in a very solid way, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, sheshvua hu bechinas hiskashrus. Shvua is a concept of attaching oneself. We mentioned earlier that Yosef HaTzadik, the sphere of Yesoid, is the symbol of Hiskashrus. Hiskashrus and Dveikus Tashem. And there's a pasuk in Chumash that says, Vayashba Yosef Esechov. Shvua comes from Yosef, which is the union of Yesoid, which is the union of Hiskashrus. The kesher between male and female is in Yesoid, Bedavka. Tikkun HaBris. That's the place of Hiskashrus, and that's the union of Shvua. Shvua corresponds to the sphere of Yesoid, Vayashba Yosef, which is the union of Hiskashrus. Veze bechinas uboi sidbok uvishmoi tishoveya. There's a pasuk in Chumash that says, attach yourself to Hashem, dveikus, and swear only in Hashem's name. We see the Torah puts these two items together, dveikus and swearing. Because swearing means attaching yourself to Hashem in a certain, very firm way. Ukameshom Rabba Seinazal, as the Gemara says, Kol Hanishba, that any Jew that swears, Ke'ilu Nishba B'melech Atzmai, it's as if he swore by the life of the king. We have this term, Chai Amelech, I swear by the king's life. The Gemara says, even when a person swears and doesn't say that, it's assumed that he's swearing on the king's life, which means this concept of dveikus tashem, v'zeh bechinas shiashu olam haba. This is the concept of the pleasure of olam haba, ki ikar shiashu olam haba hu l'da'as hu l'hakir oisi yisporach hu l'idobik bo yisporach. The main pleasure of olam haba is to get to know Hashem and to become dovuk tashem. Ki al yidei hada'as nidbokim boy usmuchem elav yisporach. Because it's through das that a person becomes dovuk to Hashem and close to Hashem. Kimavur b'mayimranal, as is brought in that chapter in Likutei Moran. You'll note in the Chumash, when it talks about a husband and wife becoming merged together, it says, Vayeda odom eschavu ishtoi. Das is the thing that attaches two opposites. So to the extent that a yid is zeichet to das of Hashem, to that extent he becomes dovuk in Hashem. This is the concept of swearing while holding an object, holding a Sefer Torah. Ki ha-Torah hu ha-das, because the Torah is a package of das. U-mishom yoitzim kol ha-halochos, and that's where all the laws come from. Ki hi ikar shiashu olam haba. The Torah is because the halochos are the main pleasure of Olam Haba. Just like Halacha represents the bottom line of learning, the final conclusion, like the reward. After you finish learning a whole thing to its fullest, finally get to the bottom line, what's the result of the whole thing? The product of the whole thing is the Halacha, so too Olam Haba represents the result, the schar at the end. Ki al yidei ha-Torah yoydin oisei yisporach. Because through the Torah, a person gets to know Hashem. Sheze ikar sheyashu olam haba. That's going to be the main pleasure in olam haba, getting to understand Hashem. V'alkein oichazin sefer Torah b'shas ha'shvua. This is why a Jew is required to hold the sefer Torah in his hand when he's swearing. Kidei lahamshich b'chinas she'ashulam haba b'chinas halochis. In order to draw upon himself this das, this pleasure of olam haba. Kidei shaydeze yoyer ho emes b'chinas titein emes le'akov chesed avrom. That's how he's causing the emes to shine. The Torah is the symbol of emes. He's shining this emes into his dibur. V'zehu titein emes li'akov chesed lavrom asher nishbato lavoiseinu. Rav Nosson Zal says, look how this pasuk connects it. Emes li'akov chesed lavrom asher nishbato. That when a Jew swears asher nishbato daiko, look how the pasuk uses that word asher nishbato. Kal yidei hashvua shehi bechinas hiskashrus advekas bo yisborach, through a Jew swearing, which represents making us binding himself to Hashem in a certain way, bechinas shiashu olam haba, which is the concept of the pleasure of olam haba, v'zehu asher nishbato l'avoseinu mimei kedem. You Hashem swore to our forefathers in the early days, yimei kedem zebechinas shiashu olam haba. Those early days represent the concept of Olam Haba, Shehu Bechinas Yemei Kedem, Shonim Kadmoinios. One of the nicknames that's given to that is the place where the Neshama was before it came down to this world. Those were the days, my friend. You know, that concept when things were very, very good, way, way, way in the beginning, before we came down to this world, when we were in Olam, when the soul was in Gan Eden, that kind of concept. Ki Olam Haba Kodam Lo'ilam, because Olam Haba was created before this world, and that's where the Jewish soul is before it comes down to this world. Vaydeze Meir Ho'emes Kanal, so that when a person makes a shvua, Asher Nishbato Lavoseinu Mimei Kedem, the shvua which binds him to Olam Haba, that's what triggers off this Titein emes liyakoy chesed lavrom. It activates a certain emes that shines in the words of the person. V'zehu titein emes liyakoy chesed lavrom asher nishbato. Nimtza shalidei ha'shvua shebechinas dveikus she'ashu olam haba meir ho'emes kanal. So the shvua, which is this concept of dveikus olam haba, that's what causes emes to shine. Ki olam haba hu alma dikshoit. Because note, one of the nicknames of Olam Haba is, it's called the Olam Ho'emes, the world of truth. So therefore, Rav Nosson Zal is telling us, Rabbeinu Zal said in that chapter in Likutei Moran, that the Torah represents Das of Hashem, which is going to be the main pleasure in Olam Haba. Therefore, when a Jew swears, holding a Sefer Torah, which means he's being mekasher himself to that das of Hashem, to that pleasure of Olam Haba, and he's drawing the power of emes. The Torah is called emes, Torah emes hoisa befihu, and emes is synonymous with Olam Haba. Olam Emes it's called. V'zeh shekosav Rabbeinu Zal, this is why Rabbeinu Zal writes in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, shaydei shiashu Olam Haba, that through the pleasure of Olam Haba, Meir Ho'emes, when a person is zeichet to plug into Olam Haba, that's when Emes shines for him in a real way. Vazai kishe Meir Ho'emes, and when Emes is shining, hu Meir ba'arbo chelki adibur, it shines into all four sections of speech, v'nishlam hadibur, and the person is zeichet to a shleimus hadibur, shehu bechinas loshna kodesh, which is the concept of speaking words of kedusha. And then the person is able to draw the Kedusha of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week, which is what affects the main Shmira, as we explained earlier. The Alkein, now Rav Nosson Zal says, and it's for this reason, that kol hashomrim tzrichim shvua, that anybody who takes on responsibility of being a shomer has to be prepared to swear, afilu kishe'ein hakchosho, even if there isn't any proof against him, any clear denial. Ki tomid ein tzrichim lishova ra kishe'esh hakchosho. Usually, when a person borrows money, let's say, and a person comes and says, I borrowed $200 from you, here's the $200 back. There, that person doesn't have to swear unless the lender says, you didn't borrow $200 from me, you borrowed $400 from me. I'm positive I lent you $400. Then the borrower is chayev to make a shvuas moide b'miktsas, which is a shvua d'oraisa. Whereas when it comes to a shomer, when it comes to somebody giving somebody else something to watch, and the person who's watching it says it was stolen from me, let's say, and the other guy doesn't say, no, it wasn't, I know it wasn't stolen. What do you mean you don't know it wasn't? You weren't at my house, how do you know it wasn't stolen? Even though the owner has no proof against the watchman, still he can be mechayev the watchman to swear, kedei levar ho'emes, in order to clarify the truth, al yidei ha'shvua shebchein ha'shvua shalom haba. Aval ha'dalet shomerin, tzrichim lishov ha'tomer. Whereas these four watchmen, they always have to swear, afilu kishe'ein ha'choshu, even when there isn't a clear denial of what they're saying, ki heim tzrichim tomed lavarer ho'emes ha'idei ha'shvua shebchein ha'shvua shalom haba, kedei sheyoer ho'emes barbo chalki ha'dibur, kedei lahamshich ha'kdusha sheshabes ha'idei ze ikra shmira. Rav Nosson Zal explain that this concept of shmira is a difficult item. Shmira implies that there's a potential of hezek. And Rav Nosson Zal had shown us earlier that shmira only comes from Shabbos. During the weekdays, you're not protected. Shabbos is when you're protected. So a person has to have the ability of drawing the kedusha of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. Rabbeinu Zal showed in that chapter in Likut Imran that the only person that's capable of drawing the Kedusha Shabbos into the 6 days of the week is a person who's capable of shining the three beams of Emes into the four sections of Dibur. And Rav Nosson Zal showed that a Shavua is what makes that happen. A Shavua where a person is holding a Sefer Torah, that's the iskashrus to Olam Haba. That's what can guarantee, in a sense, that these three kavim of emes are shining into the arbo chelki adibur, so that the kedusha of Shabbos is shining into the 6 days of the week, so that the person is getting the proper tikkun here, the proper shmira. V'alkein tekev kishenas eshemer. Therefore, as soon as a person accepts the responsibility of being a watchman, chal olav shvua miyad, he immediately obligates himself to swear, kidei sheyoyer ho'emes, so that this emes should shine. Kaidei ze daika hunase shomer al yidei shechal olav, because that's kaidei ze daika hunase shomer. That's why he became a. Through this, he becomes a shomer. Exactly, it's when assuming the potential shvua, that's what makes him a shomer. Alidei shechalol of shvua, shaydei ze meir hoemes, shaydei ze nimshach hakdusha shel Shabbos, shaydei ze daiko yechoyin nishmor kanal. We said that in order to guard properly, you have to have that flow coming from the Shabbos. What makes that flow happen is that the emes has to be shining in tarbo chelkei dibur, which a shvua triggers off. So that's why as soon as a person becomes a shomer, he's taking upon himself an obligation to swear. That's part of what's going to help him to watch the thing more properly on a spiritual level. This is why the Mishnah, when it speaks about watchmen, it lists four types of watchmen together. Shemer Chinam, a person who agrees to watch something for free. Shemer Socher, a person who agrees to watch something for pay. Socher, a person who rents something from someone and is obligated to watch over the thing. And so too, a shoyel, one who borrows something for use, who's also obligated to watch the thing, it shouldn't get stolen or destroyed in any way. Why four shomrim? Keneged arbo chelkei adibur, corresponding to the four sections of speech. Sheheim shleimus adibur, which represent the totality of speech. Shaydeze nimshach hakdusha shel Shabbos lemeachol, where we said before that it's only when a person is zoche to shleimus hadibur that the person is able to draw the kedusha of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. Shaydeze ikra shmira, and that's what creates the ability to watch something properly. Ki dalid shomrim heim bebechinas dibur, because these four watchmen represent the concept of dibur. Ki shomor hu midas laila, because the term shomer, to guard, to watch, is related to nighttime, shubachinas dibur kiyodua, which corresponds to dibur. These are all malchus, as we learned earlier. Shomer is a concept of female, nukva, and it's a concept of female, malchus, velaylo lelaylo yechave das. Yechave means to speak. Dibur is an inyan of laila, which is malchus, and also shmira is an inyan of laila malchus. When do you have a watchman? Usually during the day, there's people working there. When a factory closes down at night, or a construction site, when it closes down for the night, that's when they have a shomer there. The main concept of shmira is balayla. Just like the concept of dibur, dibur in that sense is a concept of layla. V'layla l'layla yechavedas. V'efshel arameis beprotius. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, and I'll even show you a correspondence in detail between the four shomrim and the four sections of dibur that Rabbein Zal describes in that chapter in the Likutei Moran. Ki shomer chinom ze bechinas hadibur shel tzedaka shehu matnas chinom. Rabbein Zal in that chapter in the Likutei Moran says that one of the types of speech is the dibur of tzedaka. There's a pasuk, medaber b'tzedaka. Rav Nosson Zal says that's the concept of a shomer chinam, who's doing an act of charity. What bigger charity do you have than the guy that says, I'll watch this for you, you don't have to pay me a penny for it? Shoyel, the one who borrows, ze bechinas hadibur shel tshuva. That corresponds to the dibur of tshuva that Rabbein Zal mentions in that chapter in Kutim Ran. Ki shoyel kol hano sheloi. Because one who borrows something, all the benefit is his. That's the way the Gemara describes it. Notice, he doesn't have to pay anything whatsoever, and he gets to use the item. Not a shomer chinam can't use the item. A shomer socher can't use the item. Shoyel is not paying a penny, and yet he has all the rights to use it. Ze bechinas hadibur shel tshuva shetzorich loshuv al shemilo ta'avosoi behanoin ukisufin dehayalma. This corresponds to a person doing tshuva, because what is a person doing tshuva for? For the fact that he enjoyed the pleasures of this world, in a sense. That's what the concept of tshuva is. That corresponds to the shoyel who enjoys the pleasure of the item without paying anything for it. It's like a person who thought he can have pleasure from this world, a free ride in this world. He's not going to do mitzvahs, he's not going to serve Hashem at all, he's just going to enjoy Olam Hazeh. Shomer Socher, whereas the one who watches over the item for pay, Ze Bechinas Hadibur Shel Ashirim. That corresponds to the fourth type of dibur that Rabbein Zal says in that chapter in Kudimran, which is a dibur of wealthy people. Shekol toiv nimshach lohem umekablim schar bozeh oilam. Wealthy people symbolizes people that good is flowing to them, and they're getting the reward in this world. That's the concept of a person who agrees to watch something for someone only for pay. You know, that's where he's getting paid for it. And then there's the fourth kind of dibur, which is the dibur of malchus. That's the concept of a person who rents something from someone else, who is also a type of watchman. Because it's the malchus of Hashem that hires everybody in this world to serve Hashem. Because the whole concept of reward is related to malchus. Bebechinas malchus, v'hakol heim kischirin etzel bechinas hamalchus. We talk about the king being in a position to reward. Shefa comes from the malchus. It's brought. Poiseach es yodecho umasbia lechol chai rotzoin. The first letters of lechol chai rotzoin spell the word rochel, which is the symbol of malchus, from which all shefa comes from. All reward comes from the malchus. It's the shechina that either punishes or rewards. Dino de malchus adina, it's brought. Kinoisenes schar lechol hoiv de moisoi. she, it's the Shechina, the Malchus, that's the one that gives reward to all those that serve Hashem. Kemoy Shekosov, Hine Sechori Iti. That the reward is by me. And that Iti is referring to female, referring to the Shechina, which is the Malchus, which is the place of reward. So Rav Nosson Zal here just wanted to show a kesher between the four types of Dibur that Rabbein Zal mentions in that chapter in the Kutei Moran, corresponding to the four types of Shomrim. That these Shomrim represent Dibur, the four Chelkei Dibur, the four Shomrim represent the four Chelkei Dibur, which must have the Gimel Kavim of Emes flowing through them properly. And Rav Nosson Zal showed how a Shavua, which represents Dveikus Tashem, Dveikus to Olam Haba, Dveikus to the Torah, the Shavua is the thing that guarantees that flow from the Emes into the Dibur. It guarantees the flow of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week, which is the whole Yesoid of Shemirah. Naturally, if a person will study that chapter in the Kutei Moran better, you'll have more details filled in on exactly why each thing that he said is the way it is. But for now, I'm saying even the way we've learned it now, we mentioned the functionally the different pieces to the puzzle that Rabbein Zal said A leads to B, leads to C, leads to D, and we showed how the concept of a shomer being required under obligation for a shvua from day one, the second he assumes responsibility for Shemirah, how he's plugging into this tikkun, this special tikkun of Shleimus HaDibur, which is how Shemirah comes about. Because Shleimus HaDibur is what's synonymous with drawing the Kiddush of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. And we said it's the 6 days of the week where you need Shemirah, and it's the Shabbos which is the Mokar of Shemirah. All Shemirah comes from Shabbos.
So it's the Shavua, the Lashon of Sheva, the Kasher, the Shabbat, the 6 days.
I believe that Rav Nosson Zal is going to bring that in one of the halachas in the Kutei Halachos. He writes that Shavua is Miloshen Shvi also, referring to Malchut, the seventh, which is this concept of the Kiddush of Shabbos shining into the 6 days of the week.
Is he relating Shomer to, I mean, on a human level, is that like the Neshama, like are guarding the Neshama, or is it guarding the Shechina? I mean,
the way he's presenting it here is that you should know that where is Shmirah needed most? Shmirah is needed especially when it comes to the Malchus. There's a pasuk, Shmor Pischei Picha, watch your mouth. And there's a pasuk, Shomer Piv Ulashainoi, Shomer Mitzorois Nafshoi. This pasuk is written about Shimshon HaGibor. That because Shimshon HaGibor couldn't keep a secret, he told Delilah, you know, his secret and everything, that's what got him into all Rahman's terrible trouble. It's brought that the first letters of this pasuk, Shomer Piv Ulashonoi, Shomer Mitzorois Nafshoi, if you take out the word Piv, the mouth, the remaining words, the first letters spell the word Shimshon, exactly. This super Gibor, who was able to watch over the whole, to be a protector of Klal Yisrael, the minute he didn't watch his mouth, suddenly he crumbled. Why? Because the mouth represents the Malchus. The Malchus is the thing that's closest to the Klipos. That's where they draw their Yanika. That's where you need the most Shmirah. So Rabbein Zal, in that chapter in the Kutei Moran, talks about four sections of Dibur, and he says that this Dibur is a delicate item which requires Emes being pumped into it in order for it to be Sholem. And Rabbein Zal connects this pouring of Emes into the Dibur to the concept of drawing the Kiddush of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week. He makes the connections there. Rav Nosson Zal takes all of that and connects that to the concept of the four Shomrim, these four types of watchmen, which the Gemara speaks about, and how one of the main tikkunim for them is taking a shvua. They must take a shvua. Rav Nosson Zal showed how shvua is a bechin of emes, because the pasuk says, titein emes liyakov, chesed lavrom, asher nishbato. Shvua is associated with emes liyakov, this concept of emes. And also we find that the law of shomrim, we learn out all the laws of Shmirah. The Chumash gives the example of a perfect Shomer from Yaakov Avinu. So Rav Nosson Zal saying all of these things are tied together. The tikkun of shining emes into dibur, which is dependent on olam haba, toida halacha, all of those things, is the same exact tikkun that's needed for a shomer to be able to fulfill his job properly. Both of them have a tremendous threat hanging over them of the klipos. And the way that you resolve it, the way that you deal with it, is by making sure to shine the kedusha of Shabbos into it, which means these kavan of emes. You'll note the Gemara makes a statement that Shabbos is a bechin of emes. The Gemara says that even an amoretz is afraid to lie on Shabbos. Shabbos represents this. So the concept of shining the kedusha of Shabbos into the 6 days of the week is the concept of shining emes into one's deep. That the people should have animals. And that makes for good shmirah. That makes for protection.